You are listening to a special edition Place to Be Nation Pop Pod Blast. Nick Duke goes to the Star Wars Marathon.
Episode 4, Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Place to Be Nation Pop, Nick Duke back with you again, checking in after I have just gotten out of my screening of Attack of the Clones. It is roughly 9:50 p.m. on Wednesday, December 18th. Actually, we had a roughly hour and 40-minute break between Clones and Revenge of the Sith, which doesn't start until 11. So I took an opportunity to get out of that theater and grab some food that other than popcorn, which was much appreciated. So anyway, some thoughts just from that screening. First of all, a couple of things I neglected to mention when last I joined you. We got some pretty cool collectibles during this event. Most notably, a plush blanket that has the schedule of the event embroidered onto the blanket. It's pretty cool. Then a opening night Rise of Skywalker collectible pin. And I'm trying to remember, there was something else. I think a discount card off some Coke and popcorn or concessions or whatever. But yeah, pretty cool stuff. Going back to a couple other things I forgot to mention about Episode 1 before we talk about Episode 2 a little bit. You know, I kind of briefly mentioned Jar Jar at the beginning. It can't be overstated how bad Jar Jar is in Episode 1. I mean, really, and I say that as someone who, I didn't even like it when I was a kid, and he just plays so much worse, even worse than he used to now. But with that one bad thing, it is counterbalanced, and this goes for Episode 2 as well, and really the entire prequel trilogy. I would argue that the unsung hero, the real MVP of the entire prequel trilogy, is Ian McDiarmid as Emperor Palpatine. A lot of people sleep on that performance in those three movies, but it is outstanding, and Episode 1 was no exception. So, Episode 2, the theater energy for our crowd is still pretty high. Most notably, it's pretty funny, Episode 2, in my opinion, is kind of a tale of two movies. The first half of the movie is pretty rough, and it's predominantly rough because of what I consider to be the worst material in any Star Wars movie, and that's the romance stuff between Padme and Anakin on Naboo. And literally, every time a romantic line was uttered, our entire theater started laughing, just because of how ridiculous it was. Including when it got time for the Anakin to deliver his infamous "I hate sand, it's coarse and rough and gets everywhere" line. People literally clapped and cheered when he delivered the line, just because of how bad the line is. No one buys that romance, and it is awful and does not hold up to this day. Which is really unfortunate, because it's really the one thing that weighs down what I think is an otherwise pretty good movie. Starting out with that action sequence on Coruscant, the chase sequence between Obi-Wan, Anakin, and the changeling assassin. Great stuff. One other problem with Episode 2, though, is, you know, I talked about this a little bit with Episode 1. Lucas has started to abandon practical sets and effects by the time Episode 2 rolls around. So much more green screen and CGI in places where it's not really needed, and arguably makes the movie look worse as a result. Other than that, though, like I said, once the romance stuff on Naboo is over, I think the back half of Episode 2 is really strong, and it kind of played that way again. Getting to see some of the stuff that does lay the groundwork. I know a lot of people complain about Episode 3 that Anakin's turn is too sudden, but they do a decent job of laying the groundwork in Episode 2. We had my favorite scene in the entire movie in Episode 2 is the Sand People slaughter, where Anakin finds his mother, she dies in his arms, and he basically goes on a rampage, and then tearfully confesses to Padme that he went on a rampage, and that he knows he's supposed to be above such feelings of anger or whatever. I think that's a great scene. I think a lot of the stuff that happens on Geonosis with Obi-Wan, and on Kamino with Obi-Wan with the cloners and Jango Fett and stuff, I think that's really good. The climactic action sequence where they have the big arena thing where they're going to be executing Padme, Obi-Wan, and Anakin, and the Jedi Council comes to the rescue, and we get to see dozens of lightsabers lighting up around the arena as they fight off the seemingly unbeatable army, and then the clones come in at the last minute to kind of save the day. So cool. Just a great way of subverting expectations, getting to see what we recognize as stormtroopers as the heroes in that situation. And then it all leads to one of my favorite action sequences in the franchise, really, which is the Yoda Count Dooku lightsaber duel. I know a lot of people aren't a big fan of that, but I always loved it. It's cool to get to see Yoda unleash a little bit. So, otherwise, me personally, feeling pretty good. I'm up to three bathroom breaks now, two big Cokes down, and I'm still on my first tub of popcorn, so I'm trying to pace myself on the popcorn. Haven't nodded off yet. Haven't fallen asleep. Energy level was actually higher during episode 2 than it was during episode 1. I think that's just because episode 2 is a much better movie than episode 1 in my estimation. That's one thing you gotta understand about me. I'm not one of these people who will say that episode 1 and 2 are awful. Like, to me, I like all the Star Wars movies, I'll be honest. I think episode 1 and Solo are average movies. I think episode 2 is a good movie. And I think all the other movies I enjoy immensely. So, if you're looking for overwhelming critiques of the Star Wars movies, I'm not the person you want to turn to. But I am very excited because coming up next is Revenge of the Sith. And anyone who knows me will tell you, I am irrationally high on this movie. I love Revenge of the Sith. It is in my top three Star Wars movies. Yes, that means by default I have it ahead of one of the original trilogy. I'm not going to say which one because people would find it to be blasphemous, I'm afraid. But in any event, enjoying everything so far. So, Revenge of the Sith at 11, and then I will be talking to you guys, checking back in with you after that. So stay tuned. May the Force be with you.